The listener may prefer to listen to this chapter on the principles upon which the care and treatment of Katie is based after first listening about her early years of abuse and neglect, Chapter 2, or just prior to listening about her going to live with Jackie, Chapter 8. Others might find that the information contained in this chapter makes the most sense after listening to the entire story of Katie's journey. Still others might choose to simply listen to Katie's story without listening to what principles I held that guided me in writing her story. Parenting. The care provided by Jackie to Katie is based on principles of attachment that are presented in detail elsewhere. Hughes, 2007, Golding, 2013, Golding and Hughes, 2012, Balin and Hughes, 2016. Many theories of child care are based on principles derived from social learning theory that are congruent with how most of us were raised. These involve having parents provide children with standards of behavior that are considered to reflect their values and those of their community. These standards are taught through modeling, coaching, direct instructions, and feedback. These are complemented with behavioral consequences that serve to reinforce the behaviors desired by the parents. Attachment principles do not contradict those of social learning, but rather represent the foundation upon which to base socialization interventions. While social learning emphasizes the evaluation of the child's behavior, attachment focuses on the unconditional acceptance of the child. Such acceptance, which permeates all of our interactions with our infants, creates a strong sense of safety and confidence in the permanence of the relationship, regardless of problems or conflicts. This safety enables the child to trust that his parents will meet his needs, as well as trust that when his parents are setting limits on his behavior, they are doing so because it is best for the child, even if he disagrees with the parents' choice. From this foundation, the socialization that is so necessary in raising a child tends to be much more effective. The child meets it with trust that is important, as well as a healthy desire to be like his parents and make his parents proud of his development. Three of the most important things that we teach our children emerge naturally from the attachment that develops prior to socialization. First, children need to learn how to relate with other human beings in a way that is enjoyable and satisfying while meeting the aims of both self and other, and at the same time respecting differences and others' perspectives. They need to learn the value of cooperation and sharing, experiencing both comfort and joy. The most basic way of teaching such ways of relating is relating that way with our children. This manner of relating is very clear in the attuned reciprocal interactions between parent and infant. It continues in the toddler play characterized by peekaboo and many other joint activities of delight and discovery. It deepens when the child struggles to communicate his experience and the parent shows interest and understanding. With such a foundation, any formal instruction on manners and sensitive and polite behaviors comes easily and naturally through modeling and a few words. The second important skill that children need to learn is how to regulate their strong emotional states, such as fear, anger, excitement, sadness, shame, and joy. Infants demonstrate a lack of such regulation, as is evident in their sudden, intense emotional swings to and from terror, rage, and intense laughter and sudden withdrawal, irritability, or sleep. Children learn to regulate these states through the active presence of the parents or caregivers who are co-regulating their emotions. The regulation of their sensitive and responsive parents enables the children to remain regulated themselves. The shifts from one emotional state to the next develop a more gradual and integrated feature. When such teaching in the context of the attachment relationship occurs naturally over the first few years of life, children are much less likely to show explosive outbursts, states of despair, or paralyzing terror during the later years of childhood and adolescence. Such teaching is much more easily achieved in this manner than through stern lectures or